Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Supreme Court takes suo motu cognizance of Kolkata rape and murder case hearing on Tuesday. Government holds high-level meeting to review mpox situation in the country. Direct states to enhance surveillance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says partnership between India and Kuwait is expanding steadily, meets top leadership in Kuwait. 10 people killed in a road accident in Uttar Pradesh's Bulandshahr. And in Durand Cup football match between Mohun Bagan and East Bengal in Kolkata, cancelled due to security reasons. The Supreme Court has taken suo motu cognizance of the Kolkata rape and murder case and will hear the matter on Tuesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra will hear the case. A postgraduate trainee doctor was allegedly raped and murdered at the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata on the 9th of this month. A day after the incident, the Kolkata police arrested a civic volunteer in connection with the case. The incident has triggered nationwide protests with doctors from across the country demanding action against people involved in the case and safety of doctors at workplace. On the 13th of this month, the Calcutta High Court had directed the CBI to take over the investigation. The High Court passed the order after hearing the petitions of victims' parents and others. Recently, the High Court pulled up the West Bengal authorities for the acts of vandalism at the R.G. Carr Hospital during protests on the 14th of August. Resident doctors and medical students today continued the protests in the national capital. In the evening, the Resident Doctors Association held a candle march protest near Rajiv Chowk metro station. They formed a human chain and lit candles to raise awareness about the tragic incident. Yesterday, IMA had written a letter to Prime Minister seeking his intervention to bring a cent to law to check violence against healthcare personnel. Meanwhile, the CBI interrogated the former principal of R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata today. He was interrogated yesterday also. Kolkata police imposed Section 163 of Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita around R.G. Carr Medical College for 7 days to prevent unlawful gathering of 5 or more people in the area. 2 leaders of Students' Federation of India have been picked up from Behala area by police in connection to vandalism that occurred at the medical college on the intervening night of August 14th. Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister, Dr. P.K. Mishra, chaired a high-level meeting today to review the status of preparedness for mpox in the country and related public health measures. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been continuously monitoring the mpox situation. During the meeting, Dr. Mishra directed states to enhance surveillance and take effective measures for prompt detection of cases. He further directed that the testing laboratories network should be geared up for early diagnosis. Presently, 32 labs are equipped for testing. Dr. Mishra emphasized an awareness campaign amongst healthcare providers regarding the signs and symptoms of the disease and the need for timely notification to the surveillance system. During the meeting, it was briefed that as of now, there is no reported case of mpox in the country. As per the present assessment, the risk of a large outbreak with sustained transmission is low. Chinese authorities have intensified efforts to prevent the import of the mpox virus as global cases continue to rise. Effective from the 15th of this month, for 6 months, arrivals in China from countries and regions with confirmed mpox infections must declare the condition to customs if they have been exposed to mpox or exhibit symptoms. The Bangladeshi government has also decided to screen passengers arriving from mpox hit nations with increasing cases elsewhere in the world. The country's main Hazrat Shah Jalal International Airport in Dhaka yesterday started screening the temperatures of such passengers. In addition, airlines were asked to remain alert. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated Regional Marine Pollution Response Centre at the Indian Coast Guard Regional Headquarters in Chennai. The centre will facilitate coordination among countries within a region, ensuring a unified approach to oil spill response. It can mobilize a more effective response to oil spills and provide access to specialized equipment, trained personnel, and technological innovations that may be beyond the capabilities of individual countries. The center enhances information sharing among countries, promote transparency and cooperation. Defense Minister also released the centenary commemorative coin of Dr. M. Karunanidhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the minister paid rich tributes to the late leader and described him as one of the icons of Indian politics.
Karunanidhi recognized that the strength of Indian democracy lies in its ability to accommodate different voices, cultures and identities. His insistence on state rights was a call for a more balanced and equitable distribution of power within the union.
The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, has launched an innovative project to tackle the growing concern of microplastic contamination in food in New Delhi. Recognizing microplastic pollution as an emerging threat, the project was started in March this year to develop and validate analytical methods for detecting micro and nanoplastics in various food products. In a recent report, the Food and Agriculture Organization highlighted the presence of microplastics in common food items such as sugar and salt. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar is on an official visit to Kuwait. He met with the top leadership of the country today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India and Kuwait share centuries-old bonds of goodwill and friendship. He said the contemporary partnership between the two nations is expanding steadily. We have more from a correspondent.
During his visit, Dr. Jaishankar had a meeting with Sheikh Ahmad Abdullah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah, Prime Minister of Kuwait. In their discussions, Dr. Jaishankar conveyed greetings from the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and acknowledged Prime Minister's insights on strengthening the growing ties between the two nations. The conversation also touched upon the potential for enhanced economic cooperation, reflecting the mutual desire to build on the strong foundation of bilateral relations. Dr. Jaishankar also called on the Crown Prince of Kuwait and expressed his appreciation for his guidance and emphasized the shared commitment to elevating the partnership between two nations to new heights. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will arrive in Tel Aviv in Israel today as part of Washington's diplomatic push to reach a ceasefire in Gaza. This is his ninth trip to West Asia since October last year when Hamas terrorists attacked southern Israel. The top U.S. diplomat will oversee the indirect peace talks between Israel and Hamas to resume on Wednesday in Cairo. As per the media reports, the delegations of the three mediators, Egypt, Qatar and the U.S., and Israel's delegation will attend the talks scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday. Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar bin Ibrahim, will be on a three-day visit to India from tomorrow. This will be the first visit of Anwar Ibrahim after becoming the Prime Minister. The External Affairs Ministry has said on Tuesday, the visiting dignitary will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Malaysian Prime Minister will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. In Uttar Pradesh, 10 people were killed and 37 injured in a bus accident. The bus collided with a pickup in Bulandshahr today. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital, while 4 seriously injured have been referred to Meerut Medical College. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to provide immediate proper treatment to the injured. Bulandshahr District Magistrate said workers of a bread company in Ghaziabad were going from Ghaziabad in a pickup truck to Raipur village in Aligarh district to celebrate the festival of Raksha Bandhan. The much-awaited Namo Bharat train, also called the Rapid Train, started its operations between Meerut South and Ghaziabad with the regional rapid transit system today. The train began its journey from Meerut South Station and covered a distance of 42 kilometers up to Shaibabad Station in just 32 minutes. With the addition of this 8-kilometer additional section, a total of 42-kilometer of Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Regional Rapid Transit System, RRTS corridor, is now operational. Union Minister of Food Processing Industries Chirag Paswan has said that the food processing sector holds immense potential for boosting farmers' income, generating state revenue and creating job opportunities for the youth. In an exclusive interview with the Akashvani News, Mr. Paswan said that the World Food India Festival is scheduled for next month, starting on September 19th.
इस बार हम लोग चाहते हैं कि पिछली बार से भी बड़ा यह आयोजन हो और जहां पे इंटरनेशनल टेक्नोलॉजीज हो या इंटरनेशनल इनोवेशंस के आइडिया हो या फूड प्रोसेसिंग से जुड़े हुए जितने भी स्टेक होल्डर्स हैं वो एक मंच पर आएं और एक दूसरे के साथ कोलैबोरेट करके इस इंडस्ट्री को आगे लेकर जाने का काम करें. उसी सोच के साथ इस बार का भी वर्ल्ड फूड इंडिया का आयोजन किया जा रहा है.
रक्षाबंधन, द फेस्टिवल ऑफ स्पेशल बॉन्ड बिटवीन ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स, विल बी सेलिब्रेटेड अक्रॉस द कंट्री टुमारो. On the occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of the brothers and pray for the prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion. In a message, she said Raksha Bandhan is a celebration of the unique bond between brothers and sisters which strengthens the feelings of love and mutual trust. President Murmu said this festival goes beyond religious and cultural boundaries to symbolize the unity and diversity of the country. She said this festival strengthens a determination to protect the rights of women. A day before Raksha Bandhan, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren launched Mukhyamantri Maiya Samman Yojana today. Launching this scheme at Pakur district, the Chief Minister transferred the first installment of 1,000 rupees each to the bank accounts of over 57,000 beneficiaries through DBT. The Mukhyamantri Maiya Samman Yojana aims to benefit 48 lakh women statewide. Former Chief Minister of Jharkhand Champai Soren has alleged that he was insulted in his party, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. In an emotional post on X, Mr. Soren said he was forced to resign from the post of Chief Minister when Hemant Soren was freed from jail. Champai Soren said he sacrificed for the strengthening of JMM, but his emotions have been hurt. He said his intention is not to hurt JMM, but the circumstances have compelled him to choose other options. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang launched the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan during a special Raksha Bandhan program organized by the Brahma Kumaris at Shakti Kund in Gangtok today. The campaign is aimed at promoting a drug-free society. In his address, the Chief Minister stressed the importance of integrating the message of the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan into daily life. He urged everyone to work together to raise awareness about the dangers of substance abuse and to actively participate in the fight against it. The Durand Cup match between Mohun Bagan and East Bengal, scheduled to be held in Kolkata, has been cancelled. CPRO defence said the much-anticipated derby match of the 133rd Durand Cup Group A fixture, scheduled at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Kirangan in Kolkata today, has been abandoned because of the inability of the state police to provide necessary security for the match due to other engagements. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for West Bengal, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for today and tomorrow. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, IMD scientist Dr. Naresh Kumar said, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity is also expected in Bihar, Chhattisgarh and the South Peninsula area.
अभी कुछ दिनों से एक लो प्रेशर बना हुआ है जिसका जो पोजीशन है साउथ बांग्लादेश और एडजॉइनिंग एरिया, तो उसके प्रभाव से हमने वेस्ट बंगाल, नागालैंड, मणिपुर, मिजोरम, त्रिपुरा इस सब डिवीजन में हमने ऑरेंज अलर्ट दे रखा है, वेरी हैवी का अनुमान है. और उसके बाद बिहार में थोड़ा रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी बढ़ सकती है और छत्तीसगढ़ में भी हैवी वेरी हैवी रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी होने का अनुमान है. साउथ पेनिनसुलर इंडिया में भी एक कर्नाटक में सर्कुलेशन है, वहां से एक ट्रफ भी है जिसके प्रभाव से ये तमिलनाडु, केरला, साउथ इंटीरियर कर्नाटक आने वाले दो तीन दिनों में हैवी वेरी हैवी रेनफॉल एक्टिविटी रहने का अनुमान है.
एंड नाउ बिफोर वी एंड द बुलेटिन, द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन. Supreme Court takes Suomoto cognizance of Kolkata rape and murder case hearing on Tuesday. Government holds high-level meeting to review mpox situation in the country. Direct states to enhance surveillance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar says partnership between India and Kuwait is expanding steadily, meets top leadership in Kuwait. 10 people killed in a road accident in Uttar Pradesh's Bulandshahr. And in Durand Cup football, match between Mohun Bagan and East Bengal in Kolkata cancelled due to security reasons. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.